你好，我是 Master， 欢迎来到我们今天 Pronunciation Course。 我们首先来学习非常棒的一课，叫做 The Student of Harvard。 我来朗读一遍，让我们进行详尽的分解。 Here we go. Two young men who had just graduated from Harvard were excited and talkative about their future plans. They got into a taxi in downtown Boston. After hearing them for a couple of minutes, the cab driver asked, You men Harvard graduates? Yes, sir, class of 1999.They answered proudly. The cab driver extended his hand back to shake their hands, saying, class of 1958. Okay, very good. 我们来看所有的一些发音的细节。第一句话。Two young men who had just graduated from Harvard were excited and talkative about their future plans. 两个年轻的人 ,young, 你要记住啊，很多人会发成 R 这个发音叫 young, no, 发尖角的 R 叫 young.Two young men 是一个 at 这个发音，因为是复数。Two young men who had just had the D 以及包括 just the T 是不用发音，因为这叫略音。Who had just graduated 这个单词，我中间加了一个 W， 因为元音跟元音之间会有一个连音，不是我就是也。那这边加一个 w， 叫 graduated。T 浊化成 D， 同时尾音的 D 不用发音，叫 graduated， 从什么地方毕业 ？From Harvard， 哈佛大学毕业。Were excited and talkative about their future plans， 非常的兴奋。同时 talkative 指的是这个人话比较多，多话的，一直说个不停，说个不停关于他们的 future plans。As they got into a taxi in downtown Boston， 当他们走进了。也就是他们坐进了一个 taxi， 在波士顿的市中心或波士顿中心都可以。Got get into 有连加 got into 跟 a 可以加一个半元音，因为元音跟元音之间的连叫 w。Got into a taxi in downtown Boston。Downtown 这个单词典型的 typical American accent， 它关键是这个 l 这个发音，这边有两个 l。前面第一个 L 是主重元音，后面的 L 就不用那么夸张，因为非主重音节的元音嘴型小，比较平一点点，叫 downtown Boston。 我们把这句话重新来读一遍。 Two young men who had just graduated from Harvard were excited and talkative about their future plans as they got into a taxi in downtown BostonAfter hearing them for a couple of minutes, 听了他们说话几分钟之后 ,hearing them, for 跟 a, 连音叫 for a, couple, 在美语当中 ,p 跟 l, 去上一发 b 跟 l, 叫 couple,couple 跟 of, 可连可不连，不连音叫 couple of, 连音这个 l 是发两遍的，你看 couple, 已经发了一遍 love, 又发了一遍叫 couple of, 几分钟 ,after,Hearing them for a couple of minutes, the cab driver asked, 那么这个出租车司机，这个 cab 就是 taxi 的小名。Cab driver asked, 那么 asked, 要了解 S 跟 K 跟 T, 记住一个规则，三个辅音并排可以去掉中间的爆破音。这个单词就可以说成 asked. The cab driver asked, you men Harvard graduates? 他说 you men 就是你们这些人。都是就是 you guys 的意思哈 ，you men Harvard 是哈佛的毕业生吗 ？Graduates 指的是毕业生 ，graduates。You men Harvard graduates? Yes, sir. Class of 1999. 要记住啊 ，nineteen 后面是 ninety， 要记住 1999， 1999级。那么 they answer proudly， proudly 这个 d 如果叫不完全失去爆破，如果速度比较慢。D 发出来一点点叫 proudly， 如果速度很快，这个 D 就可以直接不用发，因为两个辅音只用发后面一个，气流阻塞 proudly。They answer proudly. The cab driver extended his hand back to shake their hands, saying, "Class of 1958." Extend one's hand 指的是延长某个人的手，意思是伸出手的意思。The cab driver extended. 来看一下。那个可第一个可是不用发音，同时第二 T 浊化成 D 叫 extended his hand back， 他把手伸出来，意思是他是出租车坐在前排嘛，向后伸出来 to shake their hands， saying class of 1958. Okay, very good. 我们重新来朗读一遍。Here we go. Two young men who had just graduated from Harvard were excited and talkative about their future plans as they got into a taxi in downtown Boston. After hearing them for a couple of minutes, the cab driver asked, You men Harvard graduates? Yes, sir, class of 1999. They answered proudly. The cab driver extended his hand back to shake their hands, saying, class of 1958.OK, very good. 这是我们今天所分享的内容。当然想跟 Monster 学到更多在线免费食堂直播课程完完全全免费赠送给你。食堂课程是个主题包括有发音、连留音、语音语调、词汇交流、听力、电影模仿技巧。十套非常详细的英文的学习方法可以轻松的让你把英语说出来说流利看电影不用看字幕。想得到这免费的在线食堂直播课程请立刻加 Monster 的个人工作 QQ, 个人 QQ,10489403271048 当你加这个个人 QQ 的时候会自动的推送一个 QQ 群给你你一加立刻会收到一个 QQ 群加入群就可以免费学习同时在群里面每一天都有老师给你免费一对一的纠音 So see you next time guys